We are learning Maseches Nazir, Daf Samachem Beis, and we are starting the bottom words of Samachem Aleph, where it says in the Mishnah that if you find three mesim, then Yechoshesh, it's Shchunas Kvaras. That's what Yechoshesh for, that maybe it's a Shchunas Kvaras. And therefore, you're Boydikim Menu, Lahalon, Esher Mamma, 20 Amos. You check 20 Amos in each direction. So Amar Rava, Rava says like this, on top of Daf Samachem Beis, Amar Rava, Bodak Upana. Bodok upon it. What happened was, you found the mace, but you only found one mace. So you found one mace, what's the halacha? You can move it with the tvusa. It doesn't have the shchunas kvar, it's allowed to move it. You found only one mace. So you found one mace, upon it, you moved it away. Bodok upon it, you found another mace, upon it, and you moved him away. Then, bodok va'eshkach, then you found the third mace, and you already moved the other two. So what do you do now? Because if it's shchunas kvar, you weren't allowed to move it. On the other hand, it is a third mace, so if it's third mace, now shchunas kvar, you can't move this mace either. So what's the halacha? Loi hai mafri lei gavi hanach. You don't move this one to the other two. Why? Because this one's now be moved. You found that now it's a shchunas kvaras. Gavi hanach trei. Veloi hanach trei le gavi hai dachad. And you don't move those two back here. You don't have a chuyiv to move those two back here because once you move the beheter, you can move it beheter. That's the halacha of Rava saying. And some say that there's another girsa that brings down that mashvil hu shchunas kvaras. But you also have to check now 20 amos each way. Now you found the third one. Not only you have to keep this third one here, but now your choshes maybe it's a shchunas kvaras, and therefore you have to check 20 amos each way. Ikadami, a different version of Rava. You why? Now I'll move this. Now I'll move this one. Yeah, now I'll move this. No, you always have to check. Lacha is that you have to check 20 amos away because maybe it's more kvaras. Once you find shchunas kvaras, you worry there's not a ma'ara. No, there's not a ma'ara here. We had a mishnah says why do you check 20 amos?
You want to move things.
Now we don't move. Now we don't check. We don't move anything. No, you check 20 amos because once you found the base of kvaras here, we're worried that the base kvaras continues. Usually they bury two ma'aras together. They made two ma'aras.
People walking
for tumah. That's what you have to check. Yeah, that's the whole mishnah. Why you check? You check with each way because your chesh is not a ma'ara here. So here you have to check. Now that's the toast adds up. Ikadam yom rava. Kivin shenit rishos lefanos mefan alahin. The second gersa of Rava is that since you moved the other two before you knew about the third one, even the third one you can move to a place where you want. Because by one person, there's no shchunas kvaras. The first two you moved beheter because you thought it was a shchunas, you thought it was a tusa. And now you found a third one, so you don't say, oh, now it's Begal and Mafreya, all three are shchunas kvaras. You look at everyone by itself. And I found it for the first time, so I'm allowed to move it.
How can you ever find three together? You're always going to move the first one.
No, usually the case is you open a car, you see, find one, then you say, no, I see something there, open there. I found, no, you're allowed to find all three at one time. Here, you moved them, or you moved it already. You moved the beheter. So then, so you can find one. Afraid to Gemara Kasha, basically Moshe's Kasha, Lishvenu shchunas kvaras. Let's make a shchunas kvaras because we have here three. Now you have three. Well, what kind of pshat is that? You don't move it. Or mashlokas ila matzu v'tiru Eretz Yisrael. We found a reason to matar it. So we don't want kvarim anyway, like all over, like anyway on a street. So we really want to move it to the regular basic kvaras. So we found here a reason to move it. Zokter Ross, what does that mean? Ba'alila mu'etes uvesvara katana tiru Eretz Yisrael. What a small svara. Mishum kahana v'yisitaris. And what's the svara over here? V'hachinami kivin shuvashus pinam. Since he moved all the two brashos, so hetiru lefanas gam hashlishi leidom lekaveh yidua. The ein yidia vadais. That ikur words of the barash are the ein kan yidia vadais. He says, you know what? Even when you find three, it's not pshat. You know for sure there's a basic forest here. It's a hunch. It looks like it's a glayan medava. So if you have any way you could work it out and find a loophole to call it not a basic forest, we do that. Why? Because one of them tired to show. Therefore, the third. Therefore, the third one, I can even move the third one. Zogt Gemara Vayta, it said in the Mishnah that you check 20 amos each way. Now, what happens if Badak, Zogt Gemara, Badak Me'eshim Amma V'loi Matzah, and you didn't find? So, this Gemara, there's a few different pshatim. We'll learn Taisa's pshat, and then we'll learn the Rosh's pshat, Rosh's third pshat. Badak Me'eshim Amma V'loi Matzah, Mai, Amar V'nashim Amma, unless you check 20 amos in each direction, you didn't find anything. We found it in one of the ruchas, Taisa learns. You checked one of the directions, you didn't find any mace. Amar V'nashim Amma Yirmi, Amar Rav, Shchunas Kvarais. So the way Taisa learns like this, the question was like this. You checked one of the ways, do you say, since I didn't find this direction, I don't have to check any other direction or not? So Amar V'nashim Amma Shchunas Kvarais. The Lechaira here, it's that here, you're not mechuyev to check each way. That's what Taisa learns. Shchunas kvaras means you're not mechuyev to check each way. My timer, Because we're more make of Eretz Yisrael. We don't have to start checking. We're retired Yisrael. We don't want mechuyev to check in each direction. That's what Taisus learns the Gemara. The Rosh does not like any of this pshatim, and he says a whole different pshat. He says like this. It says v'nirli lefaris. The bodak v'loy matzah mai, which means like this. If it's mutter lefanois elu gimel mekan the koydem dika kashirin shema arasoy kan mezukam akvarim. Given the bodak v'loy matzah hovra adav shengan shkunus kvaris. And therefore, meitzim el makam aviyuchel kvarim harbet. He says like this. After you check, let's say all four directions, there's nothing else here. Only these three. Is that now a gilu lemafreya that these three weren't really a shkunus kvaris? Because shkunus kvaris usually buried in groups of tuma arois, which is 4x8, and you have a lot of kvaris here. So I found there's only three, so I had to check all over. But now I checked all over, there's nothing else here. So maybe it's megala that there's no real base kvaris here. So maybe I get away with it. That's the Gemara's question. Shmaka question. Gemara says, Bodak lematza, could I move these three? Could I move it? So the Gemara answers, no. Harei the shkunus kvaris. So pshit like even the gimel hay mechazik and the shkunus kvaris. Obviously, masu yaisa. The Gemara is poshut that it is lechumra. It is a shkunus kvaris, and I can't move it. That's the halacha. That's the way Rosh learns. And he says, you're not gairus over here. My time of ilo matzah. You're not gairus that for the Rosh. You're not gairus those words because that doesn't make sense. Taisus has learned that it was a kula that we said if you didn't find one direction already. You could say that that's fine. You're ready, you don't have to check anymore, because that's the Ila Matzah. But the Rosh learns that it means that it's Taifas, it's Malkum, even if I didn't find anywhere else, there you can't be Geras, I'm Rosh Lakish. Now, once we mentioned in the Mishnah, Raglayim Ledavar, talking about Raglayim Ledavar by a mace, that's Raglayim Ledavar, because you found one mace, you find more mace, so the next two Mishnayis are going to handle Raglayim Ledavar cases, even though there's no Shaykhis, Vesechis, Nazir. Zok the Mishnah, Kol Sofik Negam Batchila Tahar, what the Mishnah is saying is like this. When you have a Sofik Nega, it depends. If you are a Tar right now, so you have a Cheskes Taira, so then Sofik Nega is Tar. But if you're already Tamei, then Sofik Nega is Tamei. Because you go back to the Chazak and Mekara, what your Chazak is, what's your status right now? Zok Taisvis, what's the case of Sofik? What is the case of Sofik? Zok Taisvis, that the case of the first case where you are a Torah and you have a Sofik is, there's two people came to a Kohen. One has a Beheres, which is a Nega, the size of a Gris, which is the size of a bean, and one's the size of a Selo, the size of a coin, which is bigger than a bean. So what Alach is, that you put them away for a week, and you check if it's spread, right? The next week, one of them, the next week, both of them are the size of a Selo. Now, one of them is spread, one of them didn't spread. But I don't know which one is which, I forgot which one's which. It's a Sofik. What's the halacha? They're both tar. Why? Because they came in as a tar. They're a cheskes tar. They're both tar. That's the case of Sofik. What's the case of Sofik on a tummy? The halacha is, if it gets smaller, then that's called being healed. That's called that the nega is healed. So the case was that we'll explain it. The Sofik is like this. Two people came to Kayin. One was a Sela, one was a Gris. After we came back, both of them was more than a Sela. They're both more than a Sela. So they both became tummy. They were tummy. Finished. You guys are tummy. The next week, they came back, and one of them, and they both went back to a cellar. So, by one, they both went back to a cellar. So, we're back to a cellar. Now, remember, one of them started as a gris. So, the one who started a cellar, went to more than a cellar, went back to a cellar, so now he's back to being good. He's tar. The guy who's started off as a gris and went to cellar of a oid, and now next week we're back to Selah, he's still Tomei, because he's still spread. So we're not sure which one it is. So here's a case where a guy is Vadei Tomei, but we're not sure which one went back to the original status, which would make him Tar. First, so that's the case of Sofik.
First case also Vadei Tomei.
One of them is Tomei. Here, both of them, right. That's no problem. That's called Sofik. Every Sofik has Vadei one way. But they were Cheskes Tar. Here, they both were Tomei already Vadei. You want to retire them. That we say, Chazok Mekara says that's Tomei. The Gemara is going to say now, first, tries to learn from Madrasha. So, not immediately, how do we know this idea that when you have a Sofik, if you're a Tara person, you're Tara. If you're Tamei, you're Tamei. Where do you know this from? Amarav, Pasuk says, in the Pasuk of Negoyim, it says, Zoyz Taras Negatras, Begadat Samaya Pishtim, it says, Letaroi Oy Letamoy. Hoylo Pasuk by Akosav, Vitahira Trila, thought of Letaroi. So, that teaches us that your first impression, your first go-to is that it's Tahar. So therefore, by a Sofik, it's Tahar. That's the case. If it's learned about a pasuk, then when you have a suffix, the first assumption is that it's tar, so that even by Cheskas Toma it should be like that. So Gemara says, Ela ki itmar the Rav Yehuda Marav. This member of Yehuda Marav that we learn from Tara Otamai is on something else. And how do we know on Mishnah? Like the Taisa speaks out, we know from a svaro. Misvaro de ukma chaskase. Pshana Mishnah is a svaro, you go basa chazaka. The pasuk that Rav Yehuda Marav brings down is for something else, which we'll see in a second. So Taisa learns a svaro on Mishnah. The Rosh says that it's a drasha in Taras Kahanim. With Taras Kahanim, Darish le mikra, but time oisoi, esavadai humatame, pirishnego shuvadim tam, like koya gabra, vein matame is a suffix. The Rosh's episode of drasha from a Safri, that's how we know our Mishnah. So Akaponim, so what is Pshat in the drasha of the Taral Tamai? So this is going on something else. Famous Gemara Ha'itma in Beheres Kedemes Laseir Lavon Tamei. The loch is that in order for someone to be Tamei, Nega, he gets a Beheres, which is a Nega, and then if you find a white here, the loch is Tamei. So it depends what happened first. In Beheres Kodmo Laseir Lavon Tamei. If the Beheres was there first, and then out sprouts a Seir Lavon, then it's Tamei. Then Seir Lavan Kaidim Lebeheres Star. If the Seir Lavan is before the Beheres, then it's Star. Sofik, be not sure, Tamei. Tanakama says, if you're Sofik, what came first? The white here, or the Nega, the loch is Misofik is Tamei. Rabbi Shua Omar Kaya. Rabbi Shua says, no, Kaya. What does Kaya mean? My Kaya. Om Rabbi Yehuda, Kaya Vatahar. It means Kaya Vatahar. He's arguing Tanakama holds Sofik Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda Rav says, Kaya ends Tahar. Freight the Gemara, but don't make Tame. Maybe it should be Tame. I can ask me if it's Tame, so then why is he arguing on Tanakama? Tanakama is a Tame also. So Tosis explains, you would say that Tanakama holds only Tame Masafik. Rabbi Shua says, Avadimitzer. That's what maybe we mean. Omra Gudon Rav, Omakra, Litaroi Oilatamoi, Hoyle Pasuk by Akasa Vitara Trila, that it means Tar. And what's the reason? We learn from this Pasuk, Litaroi Oilatamoi, that we know it's Tahar. That's the way our Gemara reads. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos says that by Mitzayr it says Latara Tame. Either has to be a Vade Tar or a Vade Tame. There's no such thing as a suffix. And that's how we know that Rabbi Yeshua means to say that it's Tame, that it's Tahar and not Tame, because there's no such thing as a suffix. That's how Tosfos learns the drasha. But either way, the drasha is that you see over here that it is Tahar. Kayar is Tahar, that's Rabbi Shua. Now, we have to dissect this Gemara here. We just finished saying in the Mishnah, we said it's a svar even, that you go by the Chazaka. You go by the Chazaka, that's what he said. So now we bring down Machloikus over here at Seir Lavan, like the one man says Tameh, one says Tahar. What's going on here? Don't we go by the Chazaka? Why we go by the Chazaka? So why would we Pshat in Tanakama? It says Tameh, you go by the Chazaka, the guy's Tahar now. So what's Pshat? We just finished saying it's a svar, you go by the Chazaka, it's our Mishnah. So what's Pshat in Tanakama over here? So the Taisis and Ksubis, Daf Ayin Hay Beis, the Maskal Safik there, asks his Kasha, and he says that what we're talking about over here is the guy was a different Mitzayra at this time. He was a Mitzayra for a different time. Before he finished that one, he got this other Nega, then he finished that Mitzayra, and now we look at the Nega, we're not sure which one's first. So he had a Cheskas Tuma, but not a Cheskas Tuma on this Nega, it was a Cheskas Tuma of something else. And that's where the Machlaikas is. Because there's two types of chazakas, the cheskas haguf, and there's cheskas adam. So clap of the cheskas haguf, that says this is not a nega. His guf doesn't have this nega. Nega, let's say it was on the left hand. The left hand doesn't have a nega. So we have to prove that. We go by the chazaka, there's cheskas haguf, he didn't have a nega. But there's another thing, the cheskas adam, that he's a tame, which has nothing of effect usually on a nega in hilkas, in svara, for sure. So our mishnah is talking about a case where the guy was tame on this nega. So then we say, you go by the chazaka. Masha Inkin, there, it was a chazaka on the person, not on, and that's the machloikas already. That Tanakama says, no, you tell me, Lamai says, no chesaguf, you tell me. Rav Shua says, no, from the pasuk, the Tarat Tamai says, even such a chazaka you go basa. That's how Tosfos and Ksubis explains this Gemara, how it should stim with our Mishnah. Ad Khan, the Mishnah of Nega, and on the next year, we'll continue with the next Mishnah, which also talks about Glari Medava. Also talks about different reglaim davar here. This cheskas tuma has to do with reglaim davar. You go to the chazaka with cheskas aguf. That has to do with reglaim davar.